This is Reading Lesson 6. Read number 1.
Séjour. Séjour.
In number 2, look at the letter after the SH. It's a letter that you learned in Lesson 1, but here the SH connects to it. Try to read number 2.
Rishdash. Rishdash.
Did you recognize the D in its connected form? Even though the D itself is not a connector, the preceding letter is. Read number 2 again.
Rishdash.
In numbers 3 and 4, pay attention to the diacritical marks. They tell you how to pronounce the
Aleph.
Read number 3, remembering to slightly roll the final R.
Ador.
Number 4.
Isha.
Look at number 5. It starts with a new letter, the letter
Zoi.
This letter also represents a Z sound. Here it's in its initial position, accompanied by a diacritical mark. Try to read number 5.
Zard.
In number 6, you see 3 words. Each contains a different letter for the Z sound. Try to read number 6.
Azar, Azar, Azar.
The Z sound has several representations because the Dari writing system is based on Arabic, where these letters are pronounced differently. This distinction, however, has disappeared in Dari. All 3 Z letters that you've learned have a single dot above, and all 3 retain their shape regardless of their position in a word. Now read number 7.
Ebraz.
Number 8.
Rebas.
9.
Ajab. Ajab.
10.
Shabraz.
11.
Asdash.
12.
Asdarej.
13.
Ashaz.
14.
Erzab.
15.
Bejar.
16.
Derash.
17.
Shebab.
18.
Shazib.
This is the end of Reading Lesson 6.